Sitting in chapel on that January morning, I was aware of the hurt, but I didn't understand it. We all had received an email that there had been a racial incident. A gift, a figurine had been given, a figurine of a monkey, and it had racial overtones, and the dean was going to speak in chapel, and she was the one who had received the gift. Listening, I kept thinking, it's only a figurine. Why was this so hurtful? Yet I could hear the anger and feel the hurt all around me. Obviously, I didn't get it. But as the conversation continued, I began to realize it's not about me. It doesn't matter if I understood. What mattered was that I see beyond myself, that I see those that were hurting and those who hurt in my community, see each one of us sitting there and praying together as one body and realizing that when one of us hurts, we all hurt. I am reminded by our gospel today that following Jesus is acting, it's doing, loving as Jesus did, caring for others, and working for justice. Following is more than speaking, more than proclaiming the gospel. It's doing the work of loving our neighbors and seeking justice. John places this passage just a little more than halfway through the gospel. It's as though he's preparing his readers for what's about to happen and what it means for those who follow Jesus, for us. There were some Greeks who had gone up to worship at the festival, and they told Philip they wanted to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew, and together they go and tell Jesus. But Jesus doesn't reply to what they've just told him. Instead, he begins speaking about his own death. He says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." This isn't the first time John's readers have heard the hour referred to. The first time was at the wedding in Cana, when Jesus' mother told him there was no wine, and his reply to her was, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." But twice, it was from those who opposed him, who wanted to do bodily harm to him, but they were unable to lay a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. As he continues speaking about his death, he says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also." His words remind me that Jesus will later refer to himself as the true vine, but right now he's referring to himself as a seed, that seed that will bring life and bring fruit. In John's gospel, the word hate is used to mean reject, and it's usually used against Jesus and by implication, his disciples. Jesus is rejected by those who want to keep the status quo because he turns the tables upside down. Rejecting the power and status, Jesus has been preaching the love of neighbor, care for others, and justice. And people are listening. Those who hate their life are those who reject the limited world view and choose to follow Jesus for the promise of abundant and eternal life. To serve Jesus, we have to follow him, follow in his footsteps, and that's not always easy. It is the Spirit within us that allows us to be transformed. We have received the Holy Spirit in our baptism, and Christ lives within us. The light of Christ shines through us when we serve God by sharing God's love and care for the world and one another. We are called to be risk takers, to give ourselves away for what is happening now, to risk rejection. On Wednesday, Last Wednesday, across the country, many young people walked out of classes for 17 minutes to protest the violence that has happened in too many schools, to say those 17 people who were murdered in Florida mattered, to make a statement. They want a change, and they want it now. These students stood to speak against violence, to speak to life. Not all schools or students chose a walkout to affirm the importance of life. In one school, students were given 17 post-it notes to write messages of affirmation and put them on students' lockers, faculty, and staff doors. And you know, every single locker had post-it notes. These are two very different responses to senseless violence that we have seen too much of. All of us see things from a different perspective, different angles, and we don't respond the same way. And that's okay. I'm encouraged by these students and their willingness to speak out and to be heard. It's not always easy to stand for what's right or with those who are oppressed or being treated unjustly. We have to trust God and let the Spirit do the leading and realize that all of our expectations may not be realized, at least not immediately. Nothing was solved that January morning during chapel, but hearts and eyes were opened, and it has led to honest and hard discussion about what needs to change and a commitment for that change to happen. I left campus with a better understanding of the hurt we can cause with good intentions and a decision to become more aware of other cultures' values and perceptions so that I don't accidentally say or do something that brings harm and hurt to anybody else. In following Jesus, we commit to serving as the body of Christ for the good of the world through our actions. Jesus said, "Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now, my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from above, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said an angel has spoken to him. In John's gospel, Jesus doesn't ask the Father to save him from this hour, the hour he knew would come, but instead he says, "Father, glorify your name." Jesus has a purpose to show who he is and who God is, and to bring us to faith and trust in God. We too have a purpose to live our lives as Jesus, mirroring his love, working together to fight poverty, end oppression, seek justice, and share the word of God. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and I thought these words just seemed fitting for today. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me. And I might add, Christ, be my eyes to see where you lead me. Amen.